Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Some places cling to their past, their stories etched into the land itself. In the heart of California's historic gold country, where fortunes were once made and lives were lost, echoes of those who came before seem to linger. Today we delve into a letter sent to us by someone who calls this mysterious place home, a region rich in history, shadowed by tragedy, and perhaps something far more unsettling. Our storyteller didn't expect their life to intertwine with the otherworldly, but as they recount their experiences, the line between history and haunting begins to blur. What starts as a series of quiet disturbances grows into a tale of deepening mystery, emotional confrontations, and one spectral figure whose presence can neither be ignored nor entirely explained. Are these the memories of a restless spirit tied to the land, or are they something darker? The letter invites us to ponder the nature of fear, belief, and the unseen forces that may surround us. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I've always been open to the supernatural, though I didn't seek it out. It seems to find me. I live in a small town nestled in the area people call Gold Country. It's beautiful, with rolling hills and old mining towns. But there's something about this place that feels heavy, like the air itself carries whispers of its history. From the moment I moved into our house, I felt it, something watching, waiting. The house itself isn't old, built just over a decade ago, but the land, well, that's another story. Gold Country is steeped in history. Hangtown, just a short drive away, is infamous for its dark past, and ghost stories are as common as the tall pines here. People tell tales of shadowy figures, footsteps in empty hallways, and voices in the night. I never imagined I'd have my own story to tell. The first time I felt uneasy in our home, I dismissed it. It was late, and I was alone in the living room. I could have sworn I heard a faint knock at the front door, but when I checked, no one was there. I brushed it off as the wind or the house settling. But it wasn't long before little things began to pile up, objects shifting slightly from where I'd left them, faint footsteps in the hall when no one else was home, and an odd sensation like being watched. I'll never forget the day everything changed. It was late afternoon, and I was in the kitchen making lunch. Our kitchen window looks out onto the front yard, where our big dog often sits. That day, she was out there, watching me through the glass, her tail wagging. As I turned to grab a plate, something caught my eye. There was someone standing next to her, a little girl, maybe 4 years old, with long dark hair. She was wearing a white lacy dress, something that looked like it belonged in another century. For a second, I froze. I thought, maybe a neighbor's child wandered onto our property. But when I blinked, she was gone. Just like that. I stood there for what felt like forever, staring out of the window. My dog was still there, calm and happy, as if nothing had happened. I don't know why, but I felt like she had seen the girl too, like she was comforted by her presence. I tried to shake it off, but I couldn't. The way she looked at me through the glass, it was like she saw right through me. When I told my mom about it, she dismissed it immediately. She only believes in heaven and hell, and she told me, oh, it must have been a demon trying to deceive me. But I know what I saw, and it wasn't evil. It didn't feel that way. My dad, on the other hand, believed me. He joked about keeping an eye out for her when he was outside working. I think he wanted to see her himself, but as he said, these things only seem to happen when you least expect them. From that day on, I couldn't stop thinking about her. Who was she? Why was she here? Our house was new, but the land wasn't. I started researching the area, trying to piece together the history. There were stories, old tragedies, accidents, and loss. It seemed like every corner of this town had its ghosts. The odd experiences continued. I'd catch fleeting shadows out of the corner of my eye or hear faint whispers that stopped the moment I focused on them. My dog would sometimes stare at nothing, her ears perked, tail wagging like she was seeing an old friend. I tried to convince myself it was my imagination, but deep down, I knew better. Whatever was happening, it wasn't just in my head. As time passed, the strange events around the house grew more intense. What started as faint whispers and fleeting shadows turned into something I couldn't ignore. Late at night, I'd hear the unmistakable sound of footsteps moving through the house, slow, deliberate, as if someone was pacing. I would hold my breath, too afraid to move, convinced that if I turned on the lights, I'd see something I couldn't unsee. One night, I woke up to the sound of faint humming. It was soft, almost melodic, and it was coming from downstairs. My heart was pounding as I tiptoed out of bed, clutching my phone as a makeshift flashlight. As I reached the top of the stairs, the sound stopped abruptly. But as I stood there, frozen in the dark, I felt it. That heavy, suffocating feeling of being watched. I couldn't shake the thought that someone or something was standing just out of sight. The next morning, I told my dad. He didn't laugh it off this time. Instead, he gave me a look I couldn't quite place. "You're not imagining this," he said quietly. "I've heard the humming, too." Hearing him say that made it all feel more real and more terrifying. I started to wonder if the little girl wasn't alone. Not long after, I decided to dig deeper into the history of our property. I found old records at the local library, piecing together stories of the families who lived here before the land was developed. One name stood out, a family who had settled here in the mid-1800s. The records mentioned a young girl who had died tragically in a fire that consumed their home. Her description matched the girl I had seen, dark hair, white dress. I couldn't help but wonder if she was the same spirit, still tied to the land she once called home. Feeling both drawn to her and desperate for answers, I decided to try to communicate with her. I know how reckless that sounds, but at the time it felt like the only way to make sense of everything. I lit a candle in the living room one evening, sat quietly, and spoke aloud. I told her I wasn't afraid and that I wanted to understand why she was here. At first, nothing happened. The room was silent, the air still. But then the candle flickered violently and the temperature seemed to drop. The silence was broken by a loud bang, like someone slamming a door upstairs. My dog, who had been lying at my feet, shot up and started barking frantically. I blew out the candle and sat there in the dark, too scared to move. After that, things escalated quickly. Doors began slamming on their own and objects would fly off shelves with no explanation. I started waking up every night, drenched in sweat, feeling like someone was standing over me. It wasn't just the girl anymore. There was something darker, something angry. I reached out to a local spiritual guide, someone who claimed to specialize in clearing negative energy. She agreed to visit the house and perform a ritual, to help the spirits move on. When she arrived, she immediately felt the same heaviness I had been living with. As she began the ritual, the house seemed to come alive. Loud bangs echoed through the walls, and a cold wind swept through the room, even though all the windows were closed. By the time she finished, the house felt quieter, lighter. For the first time in weeks, I felt like I could breathe again. But as she was leaving, she turned to me and said something I'll never forget. The little girl is gone, but there's something else here. It's tied to the land, and it doesn't want to leave. Since then, the activity has died down. The footsteps, the whispers, they've all but stopped. But every now and then, I catch a glimpse of movement out of the corner of my eye or feel a cold breeze that doesn't belong. And sometimes, when the house is completely silent, I think I can still hear that faint humming, just on the edge of my awareness. I don't know if the girl has truly moved on or if she's still watching, waiting. I just hope that wherever she is, she's at peace. Thank you for reading my story, Tony. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what might have been happening in my home. Sincerely, Emily. There's something uniquely chilling about a story like Emily's. It's not just the idea of a ghostly girl in a white dress or the escalating encounters that defy explanation. It's the history embedded in the land itself. Gold Country, with its past of ambition, tragedy, and untimely deaths, provides fertile ground for lingering spirits. Emily's story paints a picture of a presence that may have been innocent, even benign at first, but evolved into something far more complex and ominous. The little girl's connection to the land, her tragic death, and her attachment to Emily's dog suggests she was reaching out for comfort or recognition. But what came later, the darker presence, hints at forces beyond her control, perhaps even beyond Emily's understanding. Psychologically, one might wonder if Emily's heightened sensitivity to the paranormal influenced her perceptions. Could her experiences have been shaped by a deep connection to the area's history, or perhaps by subconscious cues from the old records she uncovered? The mind is powerful, and sometimes our imaginations can fill in the blanks in ways that feel undeniably real. But then there are the details that are harder to dismiss, the shared experiences with her father, the dog's reactions, and the escalating activity during the spiritual ritual. If we entertain the possibility of the supernatural, we're left with unsettling questions. What was the darker force tied to the land? And if it's still there, could it manifest again? Under the right circumstances? Stories like Emily's remind us of the delicate boundary between the known and the unknown. Whether you believe in spirits, residual energy, or the power of the human mind to create its own haunting, one thing is certain: the past has a way of leaving its mark even when we think we've moved on. So, what do you think? Was Emily's haunting the echo of a little girl lost to time, or the sign of something more sinister lying beneath the surface? Whatever the answer, one thing is for sure. Her story lingers, just like the spirits she encountered. And that's something we'll be thinking about for a long time.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't
heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.